Hi, Paul Frakis, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Jennifer Sirangelo. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Hello.
You're the president of the and CEO of the 4-H Council. All righty. Great. That's a good job.
It's a fun job.
What makes it fun?
Well, I get to connect with America's young people, and I feel like it's a window into the future. And for me, it's a really, what I see is a really bright future because of young people today.
Well, what are some of the things you're seeing? And in that sense, now I know you have an innovative 4-H program and is changing that as well. You have high-speed internet, something in which if someone doesn't have high-speed internet, helping here, and help to achieve the American dream. And you're working with, I think, Microsoft, too. So tell us some of the good things that you're doing.
Right. Well, before the coronavirus hit us here in the U.S., 4-H wanted to hear about how access to the Internet impacts young people and their perspective on the future. And we found that 81% of teens needed high-speed Internet to complete their homework, yet only one in four struggled with that reliable access. And now with school closures and a shift to virtual learning, that problem is only magnified. So we know that 24 million people in rural communities don't have access to high-speed broadband internet. And access is just the first step. Without the digital skills to use that technology safely, millions of young people in rural communities are at risk of being left behind.
That's true, by far. So tell us how 4-H is helping in that way.
Sure. Well, broadband access is only part of the problem. The other piece is having the digital skills to take full advantage of the technology, and that's where 4-H comes in. We are America's largest youth development program, and we're delivered by 110 land-grant universities and cooperative extensions. So we reach kids in every county and parish in the U.S., down to the last mile. So in partnership with Microsoft, we're combining the power of broadband access with teen leadership to create a gateway for communities to access technology that can lead to greater knowledge and opportunities, not only for the youth, but for the adults and everyone in their community. So our 4-H Tech Changemakers program really empowers young people to harness those opportunities from technology and to make them available for others. So the program's in 15 states and has over 1,000 teen leaders involved in training their community on digital skills.
Okay, so literally how does it work? First, they need some internet to be able to utilize this opportunity?
Yes, and through our partnership with Microsoft, we are partnering with them where that is possible. And then our young people are taking it from there with their ingenuity. So a few examples are that we have young people that have been teaching bilingual digital skills, so creating classes for adults to help them navigate the internet safely. Now with COVID-19, they have been using those skills in new ways. They took instruction videos for online grocery shopping from local stores, and they recreated them in Spanish, so that everyone can have access to that this really important resource during this time of the pandemic. In another one of our communities, our 4-H Tech Changemaker locations, teens have been helping each other, so peer learning around mental health through digital tools, and they have doubled their efforts since social distancing started requiring that teens, you know, they need more support since they're not with their friends, they're not able to socialize. Those mental health resources are even more important. And finally, we have other teens in a rural community that have built a website to connect their community to local farmers, so that this food surplus that we're hearing about in the news can be connected better to local food banks. And then they've started a dialogue around food insecurity in their community through the web. So these are just some of the ways young people are taking digital skills and the partnership with tech changemakers and Microsoft and making a difference in their community.
Jennifer, what's the website that people can go to as well?
4-H.org is where you can go to learn more about this and the many ways that 4-H's education first responders are quickly moving at light speed to meet the growing needs of the 55 million kids who are out of school during this COVID-19 crisis. And to continue to meet the needs of all these young people, we've launched something called the Forward Fund to help us provide access to 4-H programming like Tech Change Makers, even during these uncertain times. So if people want to help us help these young people thrive during this time, we hope they'll visit us at 4-H.org or .org.
So I'm on the website right now, and wow, it's a very exciting website. 4-H is a community for all kids. And well, here's a message from you about coronavirus and different ways to give. I guess that's a good thing. So people can go right here and make a donation to the organization?
They can, and they can also find resources for their kids or grandkids who are learning at home. It's another section called 4-H at Home. You should see that there as well, and there'll be Tech Change Maker activities on there that kids can do at home.
I love this. I love this. I think that this kind of organization of what you've been doing, I know we've done a bunch of stories over the years. You know, children really don't have tons of things that, I mean, they have sort of classes, but you really need this kind of an organization to pull it together. And then you're not just a local, you know, kids can have little after school programs in their own community, but this expands it. Tell us about the reach of the organization, because, you know, I don't know, I was a Boy Scout. So I have Boy Scouts all over the world or whatever, some relationships potentially you can have. Where is 4-H as far as demographically?
Yes. So we are the youth development program of the Cooperative Extension System here in the U.S., and 4-H has evolved into an organization that has really global reach and teaches kids essential life skills that empower them for life today and all kinds of career tomorrow. So as you said, today 4-H is a community for all kids, and we have these life-changing 4-H programs that reach nearly 6 million kids and teens in every county and parish in the United States. And they're doing agriculture, STEM, health, and civic engagement. And the core of what we do has remained the same through our 100-year history, and that's positive youth development that empowers kids with those skills to lead for a lifetime. So our alumni are making a difference in every facet of society, from business to agriculture to science. And even in the leadership of our country, whether it's at the national level, as governors, as mayors, and in state leadership. So 4-H's reach is pretty vast, and we're so thankful to have so much support from companies like Microsoft to help us especially deepen that impact in rural communities with our 4-H Tech Changemakers program.
Great. Well, Microsoft's a great corporation. They do so many good things, and that's a blessing for all of us. Let me ask you, well, thank you very much, Jennifer. I love what you're doing. And
thank you.
And let me ask you one last question, because we're involved with the World Peace, International Day of Peace, and in a lot of stressful scenarios going on in this world now.
Mm-hmm.
What does peace mean to you, Jennifer, if you don't mind sharing?
Yes, well, for me, world peace would look a lot more like a world where adults truly value young people, their voice, their ideas, and where we empower them to put their ideas into action. I think we'd be a lot closer to world peace if we listened more to our young people, took them seriously, and engaged them truly as a part of the solution.
You got it. That's what Jane Goodall just said. She must have copied you.
I think she must have read 4-H.org.
All right. You're fantastic. Thank you very much. What an honor. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Paul.